Well, hello everyone. Recently there's been this footage going round of Nick Fuentes and various other people in this club. And, you know, everybody's been giving their take on this. Lots of people saying it's cringe and so on. To be honest, all I could think of is seeing how awkward Nick was there. And, I mean, how can I put this? I was put in mind of myself when I was in my 20s, when I was a teenager and so on, and how much I hated being in clubs. That's all I could think about is, you know, thank God I don't have to do that. Thank God I was never recorded back when I, you know, was forced to do this sort of stuff. And that word here, forced, is one I want to focus on. In fact, I've just had a very busy weekend, various family engagements, social engagements. My parents came down. I went to some large family gathering. Lots of people were there. Had to make small talk with a lot of people I don't know that very I don't know very well. Prior to that, I had to give this talk at a university. You know, if you're watching this and you were at that talk, this is the other side of it. You know, a lot of people I think found that talk stimulating and good and so on. But now I'm going to talk about what I was feeling inside during that. I also met some people before that as well. So for me, that was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had something on every single day. And this video is going to be all about how, as an introvert, I find something like that exhausting. I dread it coming. You know, yeah, I think this is something people don't talk about. This is a break from my usual type of, you know, political analysis that I do on this channel, or cultural analysis. I want to talk, something I do very rarely, and talk about my feelings. But before we get to that, I'll just remind people, courses at the Academic Agency are currently on sale with promo code SHORJAN. Won't play the ad today. I'll spare you the ad today. But it's promo code SHORJAN. Gets you 25% off all courses. And the book, Foundations of Shakespeare, if you get the Foundations of Shakespeare course, even if you get it for 25% off and send the receipt to the publishers, you will get 50% off that book. Okay, so let's talk about being an introvert, shall we? This is, you know, I don't like the whole culture of pathologizing personality types. And I don't really like the notion that everybody has to fit into these, you know, neat boxes. But there's certainly a distinction, I think, a real difference between people who are extroverts and people who are introverts. An extrovert essentially is just somebody who loves these sorts of big social gatherings. They love hosting, putting on big parties, having lots of people around. And when they have lots of people around, they get energized by that. They kind of, they thrive on it. And then there are introverts who are the opposite. They basically get drained by these scenarios. It rapidly diminishes their energy. They find it exhausting. They dread these sorts of things coming. And almost like a battery, they need time on their own to recharge. Almost like charging up an iPhone, something like this. And I have always been somewhat like this, although I have to say in recent years it has been exacerbated, or it seems to be getting, I seem to be getting more like this. And I mean, part of, like, I have come to the point in life, I'm 43 now, where I have just accepted, I have just come to a rate of acceptance about myself, okay, and about, like, this is what I'm like, and I have to kind of, I mean, it still mean, it doesn't mean that you can get out of doing stuff, right? So, you know, I've got an event coming up in March, the launch of this book, you know, and I'm going to have to go there and meet people and make small talk and all that sort of stuff. I already know it's coming down the pike, and there'll be other things, you know, family aren't ever going to, you know, there aren't ever going to stop being these sorts of events, people get married, I'll be invited, I'll have to go along to the wedding. You know, I see it as a massive to-do, right? Not, and this is, you've got to understand, this is nothing to do with any of the individual people involved. You know, it could even be my own family, my own parents. It could even be people who I'm very close to. It is not about, that is not a, a kind of, you know, it's not about liking those people or getting on with those people or even enjoying the time. It's not about that. What it's about is what it does to your, what it does to your energy and how it deplete, how it kind of depletes you. It's almost like a kind of kryptonite. It's also not necessarily about whether the person, you know, I mean, typically people think, well, you know, if someone's an introvert, they're quiet and they're kind of bookish and they're shy and things like this. And if someone's an extrovert, they're, you know, gregarious and outgoing and this sort of thing. It's not necessary. I mean, a lot of people who are introverts could have very good communication skills. They could have big personalities. Okay, I started this video talking about Fuentes. Now, clearly anybody who's watched his show knows that this guy is a showman, knows that he's got, you know, charisma and flair and so on. But still, I recognize, I mean, maybe this is not true, but when I saw that footage, I recognize, or I recognize in him, someone who seems like they're an introvert rather than an extrovert. And this is something, like, I think, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but if I was to guess, I would say it's about half of all people are like me, right, or are like this. And the other half of people are the extroverts, right? And it's an interesting exercise to think. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? But the reason I'm talking about this is that it strikes me that in some strange way, we do live in the extrovert's world. It's like the expectation is always that all of these things that I'm talking about are the normal thing, are the done thing. They have status attached to them. They are, you know, there's so much social expectation around all of these, all of those sorts of activities that, you know, a lot of the time you go along to these things because you feel deeply the obligation on, well, I have to do it. I feel like I have to do it. Okay. But there's an element there where it is forced as well, or coerced or so. I mean, it sounds ridiculous because at the end of the day, you're just going to a party or something like this, but you feel in some way, as the introvert, that this is being forced upon you, that you're being pushed into this situation and you don't really want to be in it. Now, I don't really have an answer to this problem. It is just something that you have to kind of manage. Now, in this past week for me has been particularly acute because it was 4 days in a row, and it was... I like, as people who watch me for a bit will know or watch my shorts, I like the business as usual, the regular schedule, you know, things ticking over normally, okay? And when there's a disruption to that, usually signaled by one of these events or social engagement or party or, you know, it feels like a giant boulder coming and smash, just kind of steamrolling all of my plans. That's what it feels like, always feels like to me. But one of the things I've tried to learn to is to be like, right, look, you're never going to get this perfect, evenly rotating business as usual. You're never going to get, there's always going to be some disruption to that. So one of the things, I mean, again, it doesn't make it that much easier when it comes along, but just having the realistic expectation, like, look, what you want here, the same thing, all like the evenly rotating, yeah, repeating pattern, that is a kind of like, it's never going to come. It's almost like equilibrium in economics or something like that. You know, you can tend towards that. You can kind of want it as a norm, but ultimately, something's going to happen. There's always going to be something, right, that comes along and disrupts. So that's the first thing, is being like, well, this is somewhat outside of your control, and it's all right. Okay, it's all right. It's all right when the thing comes along. it's not the end of the world. Okay, you can take it in your stride. So that's the first thing. And then I guess the other thing would be trying as much as possible to give yourself recovery time. Now, in this case, it was 4 days. Ideally, I would have wanted the Friday to recover, but it didn't pan out this way. Like on this occasion, I had the Thursday, then I had my parents come in, I had to entertain them. Then we had this party with a lot more people there. So it was kind of, there wasn't much downtime there. So now I'm going to have to make a point of today, at some point, giving myself that time to recover and to recharge and actually recognizing it as a need. You're going to recognize it as like, if you don't give yourself this time, you're gonna get some sort of burnout, or you're just gonna start getting frustrated. Okay. And then I guess the last thing is not to see this as a kind of problem or pathology or defect or something wrong with you. It's just like, this is just what you're like. You've got to accept, like, this is what I'm like. Okay. And given those parameters, okay, it's all right to do certain things. Like, I mean, I've been in situations before, okay, where let's say, I don't know, I've gone to a wedding or something like this. I've gone to a wedding. Hate weddings. Absolutely hate them. Not through being grumpy, not because I necessarily dislike people or anything like that. It's just so much of that, what's the word for it? Forced fun. Okay. If you remember my very first unpopular opinions, if anybody used to watch Unpopular Opinions, my very first unpopular opinion was that I hate New Year's Eve. Why do I hate New Year's Eve? Because it's forced fun. It's kind of totalitarian. It's like, you're all here, you have to have a good time. Go on, have a good time. Go on, go and dance or something. And it's all those scenarios where I've never been that happy. Okay. I much more, and again, this is a classic introvert trait, much happier when it's a couple of people in a pub or something like that, or you just have a couple of people around and you can have a good talk with them about something. I'm happier in that scenario than in these kind of large gathering scenarios where inevitably somebody wants to, there's an onus to dance and there's a, all the rest of it. You've been to weddings. But I remember there was one time I was at this wedding, and I was just thinking, like, I am not going to be able to. And I literally went, sat in my car for half hour, right, where nobody was around. I went and sat in my car for half hour to just kind of take a moment to be like, right, if I can take this time out now, I'll be able to get through the next 2 hours. Okay. Now this sounds silly and it's a bit embarrassing. I'm sharing it with thousands of people here, probably for the first. I don't think I've ever told anybody that. Okay. But it's all right. You can kind of, if you take the time to yourself to do those sort of little things, it's fine because it means that you can get through the next thing. I mean, perhaps more famously, there was the time at the event that people go to here, where everybody was having dinner, and I went off on my own to have a, to have a, I just had a pizza on my own when everybody else was having food. And again, I just needed that time out. In order to get through the rest of the event and to get through the rest of the night. It's like having enough battery, okay? And then the other thing is, well, it's only going to last 2 hours. It will end. It'll be fine. So you will be able to get through it, okay? Now I'm making it sound in a way worse than it, like worse than it actually is. A lot of the time, you as the introvert will be in these situations. You'll actually be having a good time. You'll actually be talking. It will actually be okay. Right, you can have a drink and laugh and all the rest of it, but some aspect of you is thinking that as well, and some aspect of me is always thinking like, right, the end is coming, and I will actually be able to, and there's many other little things over the years that I've, if you're driving, it means you can't drink, it means you can leave whenever you want as well, the things like this. So, having some solid idea of the exit, I find makes it easier to kind of cope with. So I'm sharing all of this stuff in a way. This is a very weird video for me because I never talk about stuff like this. I never talk about personal stuff. I never talk about emotions and things like this. Okay. However, when I saw that footage and when I saw people talking about it, and having just had this particularly onerous, it wasn't onerous. I actually had a good time. I enjoyed seeing people. It wasn't like bad. Okay. But at the same time, it was a kind of ordeal for me personally to get through. And I thought maybe it's time for people like us to kind of talk about it a bit, like kind of recognize it, talk about it and be like, look, it's okay. We can just like there. Some of us are a different breed. And we can talk about it, and it's cool. So, yeah. Let me know what you think. Are you a bit like me with this kind of introversion? I would say my introversion is getting pretty kind of, you know, extenuated at the moment. It's kind of getting accentuated, I should say. Are you like me, or are you actually party animal, an extrovert, someone who loves having people around, someone whose energy is drained if you've been on your own for too long? Like there are people who are like that as well, and that's okay too. You see, this is the whole thing about this. It's not that one is right and one is wrong, but I often think that there's such a level of expectation from the extroverts. The extroverts almost kind of like want to stigmatize the introvert. Oh, that guy's a bit different. That guy, or I don't know. Like, there seems to be a stigma on the introvert, and I think I don't really think that necessarily there should be. But also at the same time, I don't want to be like, well, to be that way is bad either. These are just different sides of human life. All right. Hopefully, this was not too embarrassing. Pick up a course at the academic agency. Trivia, the bestseller there, currently 25% off with promo code SHORJAN, and I'll catch you all soon. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.